This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
No matter where you are, it's the top of the day to you. The things that you need to know to be intelligent and reflective, coming from the Doug Steffen studio and the Jennifer Horn studio and the Ken Kessler studio. Roberta is gonzo somewhere today. There'll be a Queen of Cheap report tomorrow, though. I can pretty much almost, with some degree of certainty, guarantee that. She's just a little flaky.
Pretty much right? Almost?
Pretty much almost, perhaps.
Uh-huh, yes. Just about.
What I know is McFadden's not around. He's traveled the West Coast to a big-time radio convention, which I don't go to in the summertime, because I'd rather be on the farm. I baled my first hay of the season yesterday. It was really yummy stuff. If I were a cow, I'd really like this hay. It was really good hay. So, since the cows are not here to vote, but because yesterday was primary day, they vote on this could be the best hay of the year. Top of the ticket.
Do you do hay? Do you go hay?
Hay. No, mow it, rake it, bale it, bring it home, keep it out of the rain. Good stuff. Nice green hay, spring hay. That's great stuff. Yesterday was primary day in many states, including MISSISSIPPIIOWA. CALIFORNIA SOUTHDAKOTA MONTANA. So, with that, can we get a wrap? Especially what happened in California, Jen. Primaries before the general election in the fall to get people down to whether it's running for governor or Congress, that kind of stuff.
That was a big office that was on the ballot. Lots of judges. It was a long ballot, but it was a lot of judges and such. But the big thing in California was the governor, and Jerry Brown handily won that. The way it works, the top two vote-getters will go against each other in the fall.
It's not Democrat or Republican. It's just
the top two vote-getters. So he got 55.1% of the vote as it stands right now. And then the runner-up was an interesting guy, the guy that I ended up voting for, Neil Kashkari. He got 18.2% of the vote. Young guy, like 40 years old, kind of just came out of nowhere, but I liked what he had to say. He was very entertaining in his campaign against Jerry Brown.
You liked what he had to say? What did he say?
Well, Jerry Brown really supported this light rail in California, and the dumb voters in the state voted it in, which it's going nowhere. It's a big waste of tax money. It, like, stopped in Fresno. I think they have, like, one station in Fresno. It's a waste of, like, $600 million or something like that.
Kind of like the rail system in Santa Monica.
Exactly.
The whole L.A. system, which is now headed towards Santa Monica. What an unbelievable...
It's just a waste of money. It's a mess. And so Neil Kashkari was calling it Jerry Brown's crazy train. And I... it's just, you know, that was kind of funny when in his campaign commercials. But anyway, so those two will face off in the fall. A lot of the incumbents just won. You know, people tend to vote for the people's names that they know. So Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom easily won. Attorney General Kamala Harris, she was in there again. Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones. One of the things that was so funny on the ballot, though, as you get deeper in, you know, you vote for these judges, and then there was the county assessor position. And most people, I consider myself to be pretty much up to date with politics, local politics, etc., had no idea who any of these assessors were. But the guy I voted for was a genius. He was like Bob Lower Taxes Lewis. He put Lower Taxes as his nickname. How do you not vote for that guy? Isn't that genius?
I'm voting for him.
I mean, I think that's genius because everybody knows that nobody's... I mean, you're guessing in the assessor's office. Nobody knows who these people are. So why not make yourself stand out with a nickname like Lower Taxes?
Right. Yeah. So whatever, you could apply that.
Isn't that great? You put yourself on the ballot. Right. Doug lower taxes, Stefan.
That's me. No, it's Doug fiscally responsible, Stefan.
There you go.
That's how it is. So there was one fellow, this guy Tim Donnelly.
Yes, he lost out to Cal. He came in third.
Maybe because he compared President Obama to Adolf Hitler in his campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not a smart move.
And he was the front runner, by the way. He was supposed to beat Kashkari.
Even if you think things like that,
shut up.
You don't say it because it doesn't. Even if you don't like
it, well, Obama, it makes you sound like an extremist when you're on.
It makes you sound like a nutbird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And to wit, I don't know. You want to give us the other. Consequential races here and there?
There was a couple other. Proposition 41 would have put $600 million in bonds toward low-rent housing for veterans. And then Prop 42 was requiring local governments to continue to comply with state open government.
Mm-hmm.
And public records laws, even though you wouldn't get reimbursed by the state anymore, both of those passed easily. Yeah. So put veteran stuff on the ballot right about now. It's going to pass, I think.
So Tom Harkin's retirement in Iowa as a senator triggered a couple of Republican primary opportunities here. State Senator Joni Ernst made national news with a TV ad boasting that she castrated hogs as a farm girl.
Good for
so
her.
She will cut the pork in Washington. Get it?
I love that, actually.
She got endorsements from Sarah Palin, Mitt Romney, and some others. The goofy nature of the ad didn't really reflect her personality, but the attention it generated made her the star of a field of five. She won the nomination, defeating a businessman. So, good. There's nothing wrong with that. So, let's see. That's in Iowa. South Dakota and Montana. Republicans see South Dakota and Montana's prime opportunities to take Senate seats. I think the Republicans will probably take over. My guess is that they'll take over the Senate in November. Let's see. Here, former South Dakota Governor Mike Rounds won the GOP Senate nomination, with a seat being vacated by Tim Johnson. So there are a couple of these where the Democrats are getting out. The Republicans seem to be gaining some speed or some sense of ownership of the race. In Montana, then Lieutenant Governor John Walsh appointed in February to the Senate seat following Max Baucus, when he went to be ambassador to China. He's trying to win a full six term as a Republican, voting against him. Yeah, nothing serious there. Next week, let's see, Maine, Nevada, North Dakota, South Dakota, Virginia, with a runoff in Arkansas as well. So let's see, I covered, how about Mississippi? The Cochran-McDaniel race, dominated by controversy involving, of all things, a camera in a nursing home. Four McDaniel supporters were arrested on charges tied to the surreptitious photography of Mr. Cochran's bedridden wife, who has dementia. Who would stoop? I mean, even though Cochran's old, McDaniel said he didn't know anything about it. Cochran's 76.
So they snuck in to show how old his wife was?
Right.
That?
Yeah, uh-huh. Right. Try to discredit him.
That's not
what
nice.
Trash. What dirtbags.
That's really low.
It is. It's these people that are dirtbags. Even though Cochran, you know, at 76, can you make an argument that somebody younger might be better? I don't know. I know a lot of people who are
look,
at the height of their
time at 76. Look, you can make that argument without showing the guy's wife in a nursing home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
slime.
That's really low.
It's slime. They are slime. These people are slime. So, back to the use of Adolf Hitler in the campaign in California. We're carrying a story from today's show at DougStefan.com about Lifesaver Ministries, based in Alabama, admitting that it was probably a poor decision to select a quote from Adolf Hitler for use on a billboard supporting children's education.
Hmm.
A large
who's the genius that came up with that?
Well, but Adolf Hitler's been used a lot lately. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
References to Adolf Hitler.
I guess he's in vogue again.
In this circumstance, this sign depicts a diverse group of smiling children who declare, quote, "He alone who owns the youth gains the future." Attributing the quote to Hitler, Hitler said the phrase during a speech in order to encourage young people to join the Hitler Youth Movement. Below the Hitler quote on this this billboard is a Bible verse which says, quote, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The fellow who is the founder of Lifesaver Ministries told the newspaper that he was taking down the sign, certainly never intended to cause confusion. He said Herbert Hoover would have been a far better one to quote. You think?
You think?
You think? You think? Herbert Hoover said, by the way, children are our most valuable resource. We're a children's organization and had honorable intentions and nothing less. So but you're a moron if you use this stuff. There's no common sense. Where the heck is common sense? Is there any? Anywhere? And what is the thing about going to Adolf Hitler all of a sudden with all these comparisons and quotes showing up everywhere? What do you think? 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, email to Ken at DougStephan.com, Jennifer at DougStephan.com, or Doug at DougStephan.com.
Even when you're getting away from it all, you still need the tires to get there. Now through June 30th, when you buy an eligible set of four Firestone tires, you can receive a 7-night stay at a resort destination or a $70 Firestone Visa prepaid card by mail. Visit FirestoneTire.com for more details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid for a 7-night stay at a timeshare resort. Mail and required must be 21 or older, subject to availability. Taxes, fees, and deposits can be required. Other restrictions and terms apply. Visit FirestoneVacationRewards.com. Promotion card issued by Medivac under FDIC. Expiration applies.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee. It's truly the best of the best. BuzzBox Coffee is a USDA organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown coffee, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Top 1% Arabica grade and more. 10% of future purchases helped by 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastleigh Farm. Go to DougStephan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound is free.
At last, Nexium, the purple pill, is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. See those women drinking their iced mocha whatevers? Now they have Nexium-level protection. That guy struggling to text and eat soup at the same time? Him too. Introducing Nexium 24-Hour, the protection of the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand, just without the prescription. New Nexium 24-Hour, Nexium-level protection, now in the heartburn aisle.
May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
At last, Nexium, the purple pill, is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. See those women drinking their iced mocha whatevers? Now they have Nexium-level protection. That guy struggling to text and eat soup at the same time? Him too. Introducing Nexium 24-Hour, the protection of the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand, just without the prescription. New Nexium 24-Hour, Nexium-level protection, now in the heartburn aisle.
May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Morning, wind, morning, good morning, good morning. Those of you who are listening to this program in the afternoon, it's morning someplace. So with the focus on the issues that are at today's show at DougStephan.com, incidentally and coincidentally, next to that story is a big orange box.
And what's in that orange box?
The orange box, it says, get your free pound of coffee. Help change the world one cup of coffee at a time. BuzzBox coffee. Meredith told me that she ground up a bag of it and thought it was not only the smell was great, but the taste is great. So you want great tasting coffee? Start for free. BuzzBox coffee at DougStephan.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Spot during this week in 1978 with Too Much, Too Little, Too Late. Crank it up, Michael. Are there any soap operas still on?
Yeah. General Hospital.
On all of the networks? CBS, NBC, ABC, all
of them? Beautiful, sure.
Who watches that stuff?
I used to until they canceled my channel.
Oh,
I used to tape it every day.
Really?
Yep.
Well, now you can pursue something else, your love of the L.A. Kings.
They start tonight, Stanley Cup, yay!
Been 33 years since teams from New York and Los Angeles have met for a title in any major sport, the Rangers and the Kings.
Are you excited?
No. But a lot of people are because they're chasing the Stanley Cup, chasing it from coast to coast. So they play how many games? Seven games in the Stanley Cup series.
Best of seven.
So how many in Los Angeles? How many in New York? How's it look?
LA has home ice advantage, so we get four games. They get three games.
Why? Who decided that? Was a toss of the coin?
It's the best record.
The best record.
During the regular season.
So the Kings have a better record than the Rangers?
Yes.
So why don't they just decide, why do they go through all this foolishness? Well, if the Kings have a better record, just give them the Stanley Cup. Why do we have to have another seven games?
Give them the Stanley Cup.
How much money is involved in people going to the games, in advertising?
People going to the game, advertising.
People watching the game.
It'll actually be on real NBC now instead of NBC Sports. It'll be on TV tonight, yeah.
Real TV.
Well, not real TV, but broadcast TV.
Well, that's right. I mean, you don't think broadcast TV is real TV?
I do, but I also think cable is real TV.
Yeah, it is. It's, yeah, you're right. No difference. People don't discern a difference. They don't even discern a difference between HBO anymore. Netflix. Who's got? Isn't Amazon going into television?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Everybody, let's go into TV.
We
have done TV someplace. We don't do much with it, or we haven't done as much with it as we might have done with it. But we could start. Everybody's got a television camera, right? I've got my new little. I could do selfie TV.
Oh no!
Selfie TV. Oh my God! But people are always interested in what's going on the farm. They want to know what you're doing during the day, Jennifer. People, and on our social media, we don't use Instagram or Pinterest much, Kenny. Why is that?
We do use Pinterest quite a bit. We don't use Instagram because that's something that would be on your phone, so you need to put that on
your
phone.
You can follow me at jhorncrn on Instagram.
How does it work?
Instagram is a site where you just post pictures or video.
Yeah, without comment.
Well, a little bit, not too much.
How do people know it's there?
They follow you. It's like Facebook.
It is.
They follow you. Uh-huh.
Follow you. Why would you need it, though? I can't just post the same thing on Facebook.
You could, but the cool thing about Instagram is when you post a picture there, you can also post it at the same time on Facebook and your Twitter feed, too.
So is Pinterest basically still and Instagram is video?
Pinterest is more like a bulletin board. So if you find recipes that you like or vacation spots or clothing ideas.
Why can't you post that on Facebook?
You could, but that would get boring because who cares what you like? Pinterest is your own bulletin board where you can organize
stuff.
I thought
that was the whole idea behind Facebook, people following you and understanding what
your ideas are. This is more like, this is more for you personally in your life to go back and refer to. You can get your recipes off of there, you know, stuff like that.
Really?
Hmm. It's a virtual bulletin board.
A virtual bullet board. That sounds swell. 28 past the hour. Good day.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equal housing lender license number 56, NMLS number 3030.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Stefan, she's Jennifer Horn, he's Ken Kessler. We're working over the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about. Mr. Bergdahl is not in the clear. The Army says it may still pursue an investigation. Some of the top generals who apparently cannot be overridden by the commander-in-chief, how does that work? If the commander-in-chief says, don't investigate Mr. Bergdahl, do they go away? Or are there procedures that would lead to him being charged with desertion and maybe other charges against him as well? Earlier, you may have heard conversation with... I wonder if we should play that again. What do you think? Might be of value. The conversation with one of our listeners named Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, see if you can round that back up again. I think some people would like to listen to his point of view.
Because he was there.
He was there.
I mean, there's a lot of validity when you hear it from someone who is actually there.
Right. We've also been talking today about progress in certain treatments of cancers. Prostate cancer, one of them. Ovarian cancer. And getting around to thinking that if you treat them, if you understand and you're following the signs in your body, and you get regular checkups, and you really get thorough, not artificial, silly, like somebody touches you and, oh, okay, you feel fine. No, really get into the science of understanding what's going on in your body. There's some pretty exciting progress against other forms of cancer in the form of immunotherapy, which boosts your body's natural ways of attacking tumors. This sort of progress, this sort of process, this sort of treatment is seeing strong gains against cervical cancer and other forms of the disease. And so it's really I think this is the sign
what is that therapy?
Of hope. Immunotherapy?
Yes.
Your immune system, you understand how important your immune system is, right?
Yes.
Your gut.
Gut.
Whatever's going on in your gut. You
comes
hear the
from there.
Commercial. We still doing commercials for Gutsy Chewy? We are, right? So the Gutsy idea is to have probiotics, not a lot of acid, an alkaline system that digests and absorbs all of the food that you put into your body.
Right.
And if, in fact, you have a strong immune system, or if there's a way of replicating that, and that's what immunotherapy is all about, finding through your own chemistry a way to fight off diseases. So the presumption is you're going to have a strong immune system. So do you? Jennifer, you have a strong immune system?
I've been working on it.
How do you keep it strong? What do you do?
Probiotics, lots of green veggies and fruit and stuff like that. I've been juicing a little bit lately.
Yep. That's very important. Good stuff in your stomach. What about you, Kenny? How do you instill in your family's mind that you're taking good care of yourself?
Probiotics, which has been something kind of recent, probably in the last 6 months.
You've been listening to me preach that?
He can't help it, yeah.
He tries not to, but it's just sinks in.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, it's one of those things when you start to hear a lot about it, it starts to sink in.
Yeah.
You know, even if you've got a hard head like I do.
Yes, I haven't noticed that lately. You used to have a pretty hard head. I'm sure I still think you have as hard a head as you used to. Anyway.
Whatever that means.
Well, thank you.
Go ahead.
Kenny was fairly. We've all had our moments. We all, when you work closely with somebody, you get to know them, and it's very interesting how I have very little exchange with Kenny other than on the air. I don't have to. He knows what his job is. He knows what he's supposed to do. I mean, we've had. I'll bet you since you came, you've been back what 3 years, 4 years? How long have you been back?
So
the first go-around.
Yeah, about 3.5.
Yeah, all right. I bet you we haven't had 4 phone conversations in that 3.5 years. Maybe 5, you think? How many times have we talked?
Certainly not more.
Yeah, no.
And one of them I remember that you called and then you couldn't remember why it was you wanted to.
But I had a nice chat with Lisa. Anyway,
yeah,
that's all. So anyway, but the point is that when I listen to Kenny, I know that he's talking from the heart. So he's really taking it in. He really isn't just saying, oh, yeah, I've been listening to you for all this time. And sooner or later, when you listen in this circumstance, I suppose there are a lot of you who have this program as a habit, if that's what you want to call it, as a routine, as part of your daily thingamabubber. And so you hear me talking about things that obviously register with you, otherwise you wouldn't keep listening. And one of my pet things is your immune system. In terms of your overall health, you know that I'm very interested in you having the longest and most just powerfully productive life.
Yeah, we need to keep you listening to the show.
Yeah, right. You can't afford to lose any listeners. Now, that sounds rather mercenary, Jennifer, but maybe there's something to it. But why not help? I'm here to help you out. I want you to be healthy and happy. Why wouldn't we all want to be healthy and happy? And the best way to keep your physical health is to have a strong immune system. It's that simple. I take echinacea, golden seal, vitamin C, zinc, those sorts of things. And there's astringulus now and other things that are aimed at helping you enhance your immune system. All to keep, and certainly the probiotics, keep your system working. And especially after I got this ulcer this year from whatever the source is of. I sort of pointed in one direction and said, this is you're doing it. She said, no, it's not. Don't hang that on me. Anyway, we all sat up with a smile on our face. The real bottom line here, though, is you will have a longer, happier, healthier life if you are not eating things that aren't good for you and if you make sure that your immune system is working. Lots of protein. Doesn't have to be in the form of meat. If you don't want to eat meat, I don't want to eat meat. But there are things in most of the raw food. See, I'm big on raw food. I don't want to eat raw vegetables and things, but I'm not interested in eating raw fish and things like that. Ugh, gives me the creeps just to look at that stuff.
Sushi.
But that's all a cultural thing. Much of that, maybe a health thing as well, because a lot of it is, I found out earlier this year, the fish isn't all that good.
Well, when you're allergic to it, maybe not.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, some interesting And I think important stuff is kind of fun. All right, let's see. What else do we have here that's boiling around? More than 2 billion people on the planet, about a third of the world's population, speaking of what I was just talking about, are now overweight or obese, according to a survey and a global analysis of populations. So the Western way of eating, the Western way of living. I remember when I had my trip to China. I had a Chinese guide who was a wonderful, wonderful man, and he used to tease me. We would talk about, you've heard me say this before. Went to Mao's tomb. There's a big in the Tiananmen Square. There's a great big building, and in the building are the remains of Mao Zedong. And all day long, every day, there are people standing in line to just go in and look at his body in the crypt. It's in a clear crypt, and it's been obviously in some way, shape, or form kept, or they rebuild it. Maybe, I don't know what they did with it. Who knows? Whether it's the real...
It's preserved.
It's preserved. Or there could be somebody just made... We all know how good in the movies you can make somebody up to look like... You know, whoever you want to make. There's a wax museum. The guy's probably just a wax body in a casket.
I have a feeling if it weren't in some way his thing, they wouldn't be able to... Somebody would be onto it, don't you think?
I don't know. Over there, they shoot you. Anyway, walking out the back door of the mausoleum, on one side of the street is a McDonald's, and the other side is a three-story Kentucky Fried Chicken. So, you know, you talk about Chinese food. This is American food there. And so this kid would tease me about Western corruption. But it isn't, it's fun to talk about it and maybe chuckle about it, but it is going on. And this is the proof around the globe. And it's this sort of thing, this kind of food, that it is, and this isn't like speculation, this is proven. That this stuff, if you make a diet of it, once in a while it's going to hurt you. Once in a blue moon, not going to hurt you. Every day, it's going to hurt you. And so, with this information, 2 billion people, how many people on the planet? Seven? About 7 billion people on the planet, right?
So I think it's 7 billion and one now.
Okay. So 2+ billion people, almost a third of the population, are overweight or obese. And it isn't just in America, although we see you when you go into Walmart and you see all those people over there. I know that was an easy one. Find them at Target, I guess. Well, do you see... Oof, am I going to get into trouble? Nah.
I know. Step away from this. This is going to not go well.
Yeah, right. Okay. I'm with you. But anyway, just a point.
Take care of yourself. Do the best you can.
Right. Exactly.
End of story.
Why not? Thank you very much, Jennifer.
No problem.
The interstate span on 95 near Wilmington. How many people have been over that?
North Carolina or Delaware?
No, Delaware.
Okay.
Wilmington, Delaware. It isn't the Delaware Memorial Bridge, but it's the, if you go over that, you look in and you can see Wilmington. It's the next bridge up. 90,000 vehicles cross it every day, been deemed unsafe and closing it. They're going to rebuild it. Do you know what an indictment that is of the system that we have of building roads and bridges in our country?
How long has it been open?
I don't have an answer to that. But I know that we do not do a good job, and it's all because the unions are in the political world. We build roads for obsolescence. We build bridges for obsolescence instead of building them the way we ought to, so we can do it again. Hire more union workers so they'll vote for me. That's what it is. And that's all it is. So those of you who are in Delaware that are going to be inconvenienced by the bridge closing, 90,000 of you a day, you can thank the system which allows the substandard use of substandard materials and workmanship, which requires that the bridges and roads be rebuilt with regularity every 10 years. This doesn't happen in Europe. It doesn't happen anywhere else except here. Because of this, crippling, actually. Just imagine the inconvenience for those 90,000 people a day that cross that bridge. They won't be able to, when they cross that bridge, they can't cross that bridge when they come to it. Jennifer checks the television report. Listen, folks, if you're not having a good time, at least we are. 16 before the hour on the Good Day program.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that. Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400.
InventHealth, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Even when you're getting away from it all, you still need the tires to get there. Now through June 30th, when you buy an eligible set of four Firestone tires, you can receive a 7-night stay at a resort destination or a $70 Firestone Visa prepaid card by mail. Visit FirestoneTire.com for more details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid for a 7-night stay at a timeshare resort. Mail-in requirements for 21 or older, subject to availability, taxes, fees, and deposits may be required. Other restrictions and terms apply. Visit FirestoneVacationRewards.com. Promotion card issued by Medibank under FDIC. Expiration applies.
All right, Jennifer.
All right, Dougie.
List of this year's most tweeted about TV series.
What do you think's on the list? Listed. What do you think?
Let's see. I don't see 24 on the list.
No, but that's, I think, because this is
late in the season.
Exactly.
Right.
But Nielsen has revealed the official rankings of the top 10 most social media savvy series. Not a big surprise that Breaking Bad is number one. That was the ending season, big thing. Everybody was tweeting about Walter White. Walking Dead came in at number two. Pretty Little Liars at number three. That's also a very cult show. Those first three, very culty. The Bachelor, I think, number four for obvious reasons. People are always gossiping about that show. Game of Thrones at number five. This one surprises me because I have no idea what it is. But Teen Wolf at number six.
I was looking at that, too. I couldn't figure. I don't know what that
is. I remember the movie with Michael J. Fox.
Sci-fi.
Is it?
They rebooted it on TV.
I heard two voices there. Michael said something. It's on MTV?
I think so.
Really?
American Horror Story at number seven. Scandal at number eight. And I would think these two would be a little higher on the list. Number nine was The Voice, and number 10, Dancing with the Stars.
Scandal, I get. I see.
Yeah.
That. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, The Voice actually picked up another little bit of recognition. It gained the most tweets in a single episode.
Really?
They got 1.92 million tweets during the May 13th episode.
Why?
Which is 310,000 tweets per per minute. Mm. So that's a lot.
So what
because,
was going
you know
on
why?
There?
Because they were doing instant saves, and I think that really probably helped them.
What's an instant save?
When they had three of the lowest vote getters, you could go onto Twitter, and one of them would be saved.
Got it.
I think that could be it.
Tyra Banks has a new TV show. Gabby.
Yeah, she's returning to daytime TV in 2015. It's a project with Disney ABC.
Why?
Untitled as of yet. Well, I don't know. Untitled as of yet. It features
Why
Tyra.
Would anybody care? What is she going to do that nobody else has already done?
I'm going to tell you. She's leading a team of lifestyle experts. Mm-hmm. Hasn't been done before.
Really?
As they tackle topics ranging from fashion and beauty to home and entertaining to empowerment and individual enterprise.
Sounds like a PR release.
Yeah.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What do you think? Lauren Eckstein is your pet's best friend, the host of The Pet Show, heard every weekend all around the country. Lots of tips on this program. You hear him every day, bringing you insight to how it is that you take care of your dog. Last week, we talked about this drone, the idea of using drones to walk your dog. And we had a poll, and I'll give you the results, Warren, of that poll.
I can guess.
And then other intriguing elements as to how to take care of your pets here on the Good Day program. So stand by for Warren Eckstein here on Good Day.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus crisp, but refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be for the Buffin' Ass. It was lovely.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. A free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
For contractors and do-it-yourselfers alike, Sacrete has a full line of premium concrete, mortar, and stucco mixes, along with maintenance and repair products for concrete and asphalt. Sacrete has over 75 years of expertise helping people with their concrete projects. Whether you're laying a new concrete slab, repairing cracked concrete, or resurfacing concrete, Sacrete has the products to help you get the job done quicker and easier. Visit Sacrete.com to watch our how-to videos and for project material calculators. Trust Sacrete, the pro's choice since 1936.
Okay, so last week at DougStephan.com, we asked what you thought about using drones to walk your dogs, because there was a story floating around that somebody came up with this brilliant idea to attach a leash to a drone and have your dog walk so that somebody can sit on their fat you-know-what at home and look at the video or watch some camera that's attached to the drone to make sure your dog's not pooping in your neighbor's lawn. So, results of the poll, 31% of those who participated, Warren said, seems like it would take just as much time to pilot the drone as it would to walk the dog. Duh. 26% of you said, what a waste of technology. 22% said, interesting idea, but I wonder how much it costs. And 21% said, great idea. What a time saver. Hoo-hoo-hoo.
You know, there are certain people that just should not be allowed to live with pets. You know, in fact, I'm just sitting here as we're talking. And I was writing my Facebook post for this morning, and here's how I started.
Yeah.
Pets are enormously accepting of human behavior. They take us on with all of our neurosis and problems and never protest, no matter how they may be adversely affected by our shifting moods. And it's so true. You know, they put up with so much nonsense from us. We worry about the dog that chews or the dog that pees in the house occasionally. Can you imagine if the dogs talked together and talked about our problems with them?
Uh-huh.
It would be a whole different ballgame. Let me tell you about Doug. Let me tell you about Warren.
So I was thinking of getting, because Charlotte at 14 is a little incontinent here and there.
Yeah.
I was thinking about getting dog diapers for nighttime. She isn't in the daytime a problem, but sometimes if she goes longer than 6 hours, it becomes hard. And she wakes me up sometimes, sometimes she doesn't. What do you think of doggy diapers?
I think it's a great idea. However, from a behavioral standpoint, a psychological standpoint, you have to make the diaper a fun thing for her. So
yeah.
Even during the day before you take her for a walk, put it on, take it off, put it on, take it off. So she associates it with positive things. And I think it's a great idea. Just like with people, they're part of the family. When they become older, they might become a little incontinent. What are you going to do? Of course, you're going to use Depends or whatever type. There are now, luckily, diapers made specifically for dogs. And I think it's a fabulous idea for older dogs that become incontinent if medication is not working.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's a thought.
Yeah.
I just did a story about how big the people on the planet, like 2 billion people are overweight to the point of being grossly obese. And I wonder how we apply that stat to the pounds that are being piled on to pets.
Statistically, it's over 55% of dogs and cats in the U.S. now are obese.
So if you love your dog, why do you let him get to be that fat?
You know, it's like when I was growing up. Yeah, but I was never chubby growing up. I was just big boned, according to my mother, Doug. You know? So a lot of people associate food with love, but there are more things you can do. First of all, there's nothing more detrimental than seeing a dog whose mind is ready to go, whose mind is there, but the body just can't follow because of obesity. Keep them at a good, healthy weight. Exercise the right amount of food. It's good for everybody.
Too much love, as you're suggesting, can mean calorie overdose and a shortened life for your dog or cat.
So a hug and a kiss is better than a treat.
Hugs and kisses. Check them out online, too. Hugs.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.